My name is Parag Jain. I work for Volkswagen of America.
Dan Monahan. I'm in the Intel Ultramobile Group, and I work with the ecosystem to enable in-car.
Damian Stolarz. I'm the Chief Technology Officer of StreetDeck.com.
So all three of you have come together to help envision this project of pimping out this Volkswagen so that you can actually get internet access?
Yeah, our design goals were to really push the envelope of some of these on-the-go use cases like connected navigation, being able to take your media with you, and also being able to push the media content to the rear seat for the different passengers, allow them access content. So we've been working with VW in developing the concept car, but also to drive the standards that are necessary to be able to do a lot of those use cases in the car.
So you have three passengers. Each person can surf the web?
Yeah, and to describe it more accurately, we haven't pimped out the ride. What we've done is we're trying to show a concept of a vehicle with three screens where the Ultramobile PC is the device that is not only bringing broadband internet into the vehicle, but it is lending its audio, video, navigation, and other PC-like information, uploading that to the vehicle. And then the vehicle with a conventional but, you know, advanced navigation system and rear seat entertainment can use standards to play the video, play the audio. And in the front seat, you would interact with internet because the navigation system could also play internet radio using the UMPC as sort of the go-between.
Gotcha. So it's a full multimedia experience through the screens here, no matter where you're in the car. Can we turn it on? Can we see what the how the screens work?
Sure.
See, in the car, Control-Alt-Delete is, you know, max AC, open the glove box, and then honk the horn.
Yeah. Oh. So what's the long-range vision for this kind of setup? Is this something that Volkswagen, for example, would be able to offer as a factory-installed feature in a car? Or is this something that for the near future is going to be a custom feature that you put in your car after you buy it?
Yeah, the way we would start out is that the fundamental technology driving this is open standards. And we would create a forum where automakers and CE companies can actually drive these standards. And soon after that, Volkswagen is totally committed to offering these as products. Some of the interfaces that you see, such as touchscreens, are already in our production systems. It's basically the technology to communicate with the Ultramobile PC, which is lacking today, and which we want to incorporate in the very near future.
Our company wrote the StreetDeck wrote the software. There's two layers. There's sort of a user interface on the UMPCs that makes them easy to use on the go, and there's also sort of a middleware layer that implements a standard on top of a standard called UPnP, Universal Plug and Play, that is part of DLNA, the Digital Living Network Alliance. And so the purpose is to get those kinds of standards that are standards groups to get video and audio and pictures moving between PCs and the living room. And the UMPC is a really good sort of use case. The iPod, when it came to the car, enabled this ability to get all this hard drive full of MP3s into the vehicle. But there's no technology currently enabling that same sort of media for video, for pictures, and there's no way to make all those go into generalized vehicles, no matter what device you have and no matter what's in your living room.
Well, Dan, it seems like the missing piece in a lot of this has been the hardware platform to enable PC-like capabilities.
And certainly that's been our design target, is to produce chips that are able to handle the content requirements to act as a media server in the car. And then the other thing is to enable the connectivity so that you can get access to internet-based type services. Because how often, the use case we consider, you're driving in the car and you want to listen to a certain song, you want to listen to a certain type of music, well, you want to be able to go and random access and get access to that content and then have it delivered to you over the internet. We're getting there in terms of the silicon being able to handle the workload, the right kind of connected standard, so you can get an affordable connection plan so you can stream that kind of data into the car. And so with all that coming, we kind of embarked on this project to say, okay, how do we really enable in the car an experience that would be, you know, truly something new to market? You know, each passenger has complete control of their own media content.
And that is why, to some extent, we as a car company think of the UMPC as a serious contender in the consumer market, because it is bringing some of the features that have been lacking and in existing products, and it really adds to the experience of the vehicle beyond just media access, which is kind of where the entire scenario is today for electronics in the car. So we do expect the UMPC to seriously contend with a lot of the devices that are out there, because it adds a lot more experience.
Very cool the way it's set up, and I'm sure we'll be actually seeing things like this on the road in the near future. At least that's what we're banking on.
Yeah, we are working towards that, definitely.